This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come Monday, opening day for high schools. They get to start their fall camp. And one of the programs, a lot of anticipation, young team, but a coach who's been there for a while and has done it the right way and continues to work hard and attract some really good players and coaches. Earl Sims from Miami Gulliver joins us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Appreciate you for having me on.
Anytime. The program, we've had you on, talked about this program for many years. You guys have up and down. But now this is a very young group that you start the season with. You're graduating a really good senior class, including Mr. Perry, who's going to Virginia. Talk about this program, where it is now. I mean, this is a school that every year when we start, we're always looking at Gulliver to be in the mix, and this year's no exception.
Well, I agree. You know, we do need to be in the mix. The up and downs basically speaks to the process. You know, we get kids come through the program, and then they leave. They go off to college. But the experience that they gain, they usually gain it at an early age. You know, we normally have young kids that play for us for years, you know, and the seniors in junior class that are seniors and juniors now, they had that playing experience as freshmen and sophomores.
Right.
You know, so we were 6-3 last year, and so we have to prove that we've improved. We are looking to make sure that we better our record and make sure the kids are developing, you know, in all areas, and we're excited. It's time.
You know, Coach, everybody looks at Gulliver, obviously, Sean Taylor. I mean, you know, obviously, something that you're always, it's something that is just something that to be proud about. But at the same time, you've had so many other quality student athletes come through there. I mean, in all sports, but football especially. I mean, you have one of the rising guys at the University of Miami playing. I mean, you have kids all over the country. It must do you good, especially somebody who's played at a high level like yourself, to see your graduates go on to the next level, no matter if it's business or whatever it is, to come back to you and say, hey, Coach, you know, thanks for what you did for me when I was younger, because it's paid off.
Ultimately, that is the goal. You know, we all have aspirations of playing one game on one day for one state championship title. But what have we done, you know, while they've been coming to us every day?
Right.
You know, you can be a champion by how you perform every day. And that's the most important day to me, is signing day and graduation.
Yeah.
You know, over the past, where I've been there 13 years, we've been blessed to send, you know, over 80 kids to different colleges and universities. And it ain't going to stop, because that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we as coaches have been, you know, blessed with the opportunity to place kids on path to pursue their purpose.
Right.
And that's the most important thing. And every year it's exciting, you know, where the kids go off to school. You know, last year we had kids go to Duke, University of Miami, Hobart College. You know, it's a school for every kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and like you said too, when the parents send their kids to that school, they expect that quality education. It's just inevitable. But at the same time, it's tough for you when you have to recruit players, because you don't, you know, you have to go far, you know, far away. I mean, it's not like if you're at a public school, you know, it's just in your region. I mean, you're
right.
But here with you, you find yourself going to all these youth football games, not knowing if there's kids that are actually going to be at your school. And that's kind of probably a challenge that after 13 years, you're used to now.
Well, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I've been blessed to have coaches who assist in that process and go out and look at different Pop Warner and youth football programs, but we have a blessing in our backyard.
Yeah.
We have a middle school program that has produced several of the athletes that exist in our program today. You know, when we talked about Deshaun, he was one of them. You know, he started in the middle school.
So,
and he's one of many who've grown through the middle school, learned our process.
Right.
Learned how we do things here at Gulliver. And by the time they get in the ninth grade, it's like they've been there for years.
And so you have your own little youth program.
Yes.
You're not alone. I mean, I've seen it, at a lot of schools. And a lot of private schools have to do that. I mean, because of the fact that they have to know that they're going to have the next generation of. I know, is Gulliver a K-12 system?
Yes.
Okay, so you have the advantage of having the on-campus. A lot of people don't have them all on the same campus, and it's a struggle. But for you, it's a little bit easier. But at the same time, there are standards. I mean, there are grade standards, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, and that's the most important thing. Again, if you're a parent and you're sending your kid to a Gulliver prep, you're expecting, it's a prep school for college. You're getting ready for the next level, and that's you have to every sport. There has to understand that that's all part of a balance. The football, the baseball, the girls softball, it's all
yeah.
part of the balance between education and education and athletics. So you've been in that system, you've done extremely well at it, and you know what it takes. So to you, you just move on to the next year and try to build. This year, you have some seniors that yeah. are going to help you do that. Talk about your senior leadership, your upper class leadership.
Well, our senior leadership, our seniors and basically juniors are going to be the fuel that drives our success.
Right.
Our senior, we basically have a senior offensive line. You know, we have a senior quarterback, Will Poses. We have a senior receiver, Sean Moore, who's also going to do good things for us this year. And then we talked about Sean Perry.
Yep.
Sean Perry is going to be he's one of the captains of the team and is going to help us lead this team and do great things.
Sweet.
That being said, our junior class is loaded too. You know, we don't have that many numbers, so each one of these kids plays a significant role on our team on both sides of the ball and in special teams.
Awesome.
You know, we got guys like Anton Hall, Amin Hassan, Diego LaMonica, Wesley Neal, Dante DeRosa. We got
a lot of big time names right there. Those are big time names to me.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
those are guys who have done it for a while. The Wesley Neal kid's very special. Hassan, all the guys that you mentioned. And that's why everybody has to understand that, just because Gulliver may not go to the state title or every year, you still have those talented kids and you still have those kids that are achieving in and out of the classroom. And that's why, as you said, you get kids to academic institutions like Miami, Duke, Virginia, and Hobart and schools like that. And I know last year as well. I mean, it's a process, Coach. I know you understand it. The best thing about 4A, though, is they went to 6 playoff spots this year. And it's going to be competitive. The same programs in the region once again. But as I look at it, I think you guys got a really legitimate shot to be one of those 6 teams at the end of the year.
I do too. We still have a taste in our mouth from being 6-3, being affected by the hurricane as everybody else was,
yep.
having to play 3 games in 7 days and then still come up short. Okay, so we're not going to allow any excuses to get in the way of our performance. And basically, it's out there for everybody.
Good stuff.
You know, that opportunity exists, and we're hungry. I think we've done a great job this summer in our workouts. Kids have been getting stronger, and we've been preparing all summer long. And the time has come. The time has come to put up or,
Yeah, Monday starts it, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Again, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. We're excited for you, and we'll keep following.
I appreciate it, Blue. Always appreciate the support and what you do for the community. Thank you.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.